We had everything we needed. The work ethic, the experience, the talent, the team. But we'd been operating as glorified curators, picking the best features of all the great restaurants that had come before us and making them our own. Our restaurant was excellent and made a lot of people happy, but it hadn't yet changed the conversation. When I was young, my dad gave me a paperweight that read, "What would you attempt to do if you knew you could not fail?" That's what I was thinking about when Daniel and I wrote, "We will be number one in the world," on a cocktail napkin. It was very late, and the bottle was mostly empty by the time we stumbled back to our respective rooms. I was exhausted, but my mind kept racing back to that napkin. Most of the chefs in the 50 Best list had made their impact by focusing on innovation, on what needed to change. But as I thought about the impact I wanted to make, I focused on the one thing that wouldn't. Fads fade and cycle, but the human desire to be taken care of never goes away. Daniel's food was extraordinary. He was undeniably one of the best chefs in the world. So if we could become a restaurant focused passionately, intentionally, wholeheartedly on connection and graciousness, on giving both the people on our team and the people we served a sense of belonging, then we'd have a real shot at greatness. I wanted to be number one, but that desire wasn't just about the award. I wanted to be a part of the team that made that impact. Just before I drifted off to sleep, I smoothed out the napkin and added two more words: unreasonable hospitality. Service is black and white. Hospitality is color. When I was younger, I took a lot of pride in coming up with interview questions. I now believe the best interview technique is no technique at all. You simply have enough of a conversation that you can get to know the person a little bit. Do they seem curious and passionate about what we're trying to build? Do they have integrity? Are they someone I can respect? Is this someone I can imagine myself and my team happily spending a lot of time with? But before I had the